Hello and welcome to The Rock. My name is Max Riley and I'll be your Dungeon Master for this podcast. For some background, we started playing this campaign before we decided to record it, so here is everything you need to know from the first part of our campaign so you can jump right into episode 1. The campaign takes place on The Rock, the continent formerly known as Uzuea, until a group known as the Equalizers came and killed the major leaders of every nation. This left the continent in quiet anarchy ever since, under the threat that the Equalizers would take down anyone else who gains too much power. Our story started in a weapon shop in Syag, the Goliath Nation, where three halflings have a chance meeting. A cleric of Moradin named Anna, who has just been left behind by her evangelical group, a shifty bard named Milo, who has been on the run, having recently parted ways with his own party, and a quiet and dark ranger named Myra. The gang helped defend the weapons shop from being robbed, and are offered lodging in the owner's home, placing them on each other's path from there on out.
After taking care of some cannibalistic gang activity in Syag, the group decides to track down Anna's old party. Along the way, they come across a hairy lump of the road, which turns out to be a human man who speaks no common, but does like pancakes. They lovingly decide to call him Terry and bring him along, kind of like a pet.
They find Anna's old group tending to a Goliath gang who had defended the town from a gang of violent humans. Anna is reunited with her old group and her old dwarven flirtation, Elzu, and is told that in the morning they will leave to escort a famous journalist by the name of Irafire to the halfling country of Smallsville. It also becomes clear that Anna believes she is a dwarf, because despite being a halfling, she has been raised by dwarves her entire life.
Everything seems on the up and up until Milo, suspicious of Anna's group leader Finric, sneakily reads his prayer journal in the middle of the night. Dun dun dun. A journal that is believed if other people read it, you are damned to hell unless you burn the journal. Finric catches Milo in the act, burns his journal, and the next morning seems to become a different person altogether. Becomes much colder and more aggressive, and in the end decides to join the Goliaths in the fight against humans instead of going to Smallsville as he originally intended. He also says a lot of things against anyone who isn't a dwarf, and makes it clear that Anna is not one of them. And with that, Anna watches as her old group, along with her crush, Elzu, leave without even saying goodbye. But Irafire is here now, so you may as well bring her to Smallsville since she's paying well.
Yippee! Myra, Milo, Anna, and Terry travel with Irafire to the Masoan border where they see a Goliath army face off with a human one. But as soon as they start to advance towards each other, both sides are suddenly shot down by unseen equalizers above. It also becomes clear that Anna blames Milo for her friends leaving her and refuses to cast aid on him.
Traveling through a meso, the party arrives at the edge of the Masoan Ocean, which they must cross in order to get to Smallsville. They charter a boat from a man named Crank, who ensures them safe voyage with his dragonborn security guard, Roman. Halfway through the trip, Crank poisons everyone except for Milo to sell them as slaves, but Milo swiftly gets rid of him. Being captainless turned out to be not a problem because turns out the still non-common speaking Terry can sail. And apparently his name is Ogunwark, but we still call him Terry anyway.
As the party, with their new member Roman, nears Smallsville, Myra and Milo's talk boxes, or TBs, the halfling nation's equivalent of a cell phone, start to work again. Upon receiving a plethora of messages, since both of them had been out of range for a long time, and some prodding on Milo's part, it is revealed that Myra, along with her brother Lucian, are assassins under the shared codename Nyx. Myra had taken a job 5 years ago to kill Milo from a man named Garynx, but Milo had managed to evade her grasp until now. Milo, with Myra's knife to his throat, tells her that Garynx, the same man that had called the hit on him, has now called one on Nyx. Lucian, who had been operating a lot within the past 5 years, putting her brother in deep trouble. After a moment, Myra agrees to a truce to take Garynx down.
The boat arrives in Smallsville and Irafire goes on her way, while the party tracks down Myra's brother who believes Myra is dead. Myra meets her with her brother and after taking out a gang of pyros in the town called the Westerlies, they gain his trust. The whole crew gets the deets on Garynx, breaks into his base in the richest part of town, takes him out, and clears all his hits he has culled. The next morning, Myra and Lucian inform the group that they will be leaving together for Fintera. They say their goodbye, and on their way out of town, Myra and Lucian are approached by many cloaked figures passing them and offer them training.
And that's where we are, with Milo, Anna, Roman, and Terry in Smallsville, coming off a win. What will they do next? If you want to keep up with all of our content, you can follow us on Instagram at TheRockD, the letter ND podcast, and we're also on Twitter and TikTok if you look us up. Thank you, and I'll catch you next time.